Bishos, the Mara Da'asa Shlita, Bishos Kahal, Shari Tfilo. The Monday night Seder B'Smedish welcome everyone to tonight's share. Tonight's share is sponsored by Nishmas Achover Moshe Mordechai Ben Tzvi, Achover Chaim Ben David, and Rabbi Yehuda Ben Chaim. The Monday night Seder B'Smedish has a wide variety of nightly and weekly shiurim, which we encourage everyone to attend. Additionally, Rabbi Marburger's Sunday Business Halacha, Chabura, starting a new topic this Sunday, starting to learn Hilcha Shomrim. The shiur will be at 10:45. We also offer an opportunity for anyone that's looking or knows anyone that's looking for a chavrusa, for nightly learning, to please come over or call, and Bli Nedir, we will do whatever we could to find him a suitable chavrusa in order to help grow this Makam Torah until there's no more seats left in the Bis Medrash. We have the schus, a kavod, to have Harav HaGoyin, Reb Simcha Benim Kohn Shlita, noted Rav, Paisik, and Machaber, to be able to say a few words tonight.
I don't know what kind of type of drosh you want to hear, so I'm going to just speak. You want to be mekabel it, you mekabel. You don't want to be mekabel, you don't have to be mekabel. I want to tell you some maise ravs from the Rabbi Shekol B'nei Agoyla Agram Feinstein, Zichroina Lebracha. Rebbe Yikachaparayim from the old generation. That's why the Chassam Sofer writes in the Tshuva, Mitzvah gedoyle l'sapa b'sepure tzadikim. You always have to speak about tzadikim. Because if you think that you're a tzadik hador already, then you don't grow no more. But if you look at the previous tzadikim, and you see what level they reached, so you have a tshuka, you have to have a goal in life. What's our goal? In business, everybody has a goal. I want to make $1 million, $2 million. You don't make it anyway, but you have a goal. You have a desire. What's our desire in Amunah? What is Amunah? How much? What's? Everybody has to ask himself, because that's what the Ebrus is going to ask after 120. Now, what misleads us, let me tell you what misleads us. Misleads everybody. This is the truth. When you niftar Chas V'Shalom after 120, the Levaya is beautiful. The Espedim are gavaldik. And the write-up in the Yesed Neman or the Medi is gavaldik, but then fangzichon the tzores tzures. Nobody wants to talk about it. Well, you can't get up at a hespit and start saying the guy wasn't good. He came late every day to daven. You don't talk about that. But then the Eibishter starts looking into every deed. And nobody, imagine that I would have told the Choshev Yasser who asked me to come speak, tonight's subject would have been Gehenna. How many people would have came? The Zayde Rebbe Avigdor used to say, just because you don't talk about it means you're not going to go. Faket, on the contrary, if you talk about Gehenna, now I don't think any Rav gives a Shabbos morning sermon about, a little bit about Gehenna. Fashtezach, you speak about Olam Haba, but is the word Gehenna ever mentioned? Honestly speaking, is the word Gehenna ever mentioned? The Mashul is mentioned once a month for the first kite, Gehenna! Abraham mourns. Who does he mourn? Everybody's scared. What are you scared of? You got to be scared up there, not here. Has Olam Haba ever spoken about? Ever heard a convention theme? We're going to speak about Olam Haba. When was the last time you mentioned Olam Haba? There's an Olam Haba. Every Shabbos is made for Olam Haba. The whole Shabbos is made for Olam Haba. To remind us of, did you ever articulate like my Rebbe, Rebbe Avigdor, used to walk the streets, and for 1 minute he used to say straight, Ich bin a door in die Welt, fa jene Welt. And before you do a deed, did you ever think that this deed's going to get me Olam Haba or not Olam Haba? That's what has to be done. If they have a measuring. So we're going to learn Meiser Rav. Now the Olam is full of chesed today. Organizations, Hatzolah, Bikach Olam. But you know what's missing a lot today? I'm talking about myself. But I'm including everybody with me. The Bein Odom Lechaveiro is in the red. Let me tell you a Meiser Rav. The Bein Odom Lechaveiro. The Ayin Toiv. When somebody comes into a shul, a guest, I'm not talking about myself, Shabbos. Do you run the first thing, give him Shalom Aleichem? There's the bathroom, you need a cup of coffee, there's the sedurim. You know what Moshe Feinstein did to me when I was 17, 16 years old, the first time I came to MTJ? Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Moshe Kol Bnei Agoyim, Tzadik Yisod Oilom. Shalom Aleichem. He ran from his seat. So he didn't have such a, you know, stand. He had a table. What's your name? Dozen in the Sidurim. He wanted to walk down a flight of steps to show me where the Beis HaKisei was. But you have to go to the Beis HaKisei. You're a guest here. Basic decency. A person comes into the shul. A guest in Shabbos, he doesn't have where to sit. You give him your seat. You stand in the back. That not. So let me tell you the Maaseh Rav. Let's go to a word in the Parsha. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Av HaRachmon. He got sick when Yenny got sick. Like I tell the people always, how could you go to Florida without a hetter from Northern Godel when there's somebody in the neighborhood who has cancer? Where's your mishtatav b'tzai? Unless you need it for gesund. You have to ask a shayla. Yen is laying in the hospital, a 27-year-old lady, fighting for her life, and you're going to Florida on vacation now. Where's the mishtatav like Moshe Rabbeinu b'tzai and Shal Yisrael? Moshe Rabbeinu was in the palace, and he went out to see what his brothers were doing, and he helped them. You can't have a good time. If the Rebbe says you can go, you gotta go. But who asked a shayla? Do you ever get a shayla like that? Should I go or not go? Allah picked himself up. I'm going to Israel. Why are you going to Israel for? You have such a tshuka for Kedusha Sayat Yisrael. You gotta ask a shayla. Are the Rebbe paskin? Okay. The Rebbe zak nish, nish. It's a shayla. Nobody asks a shayla. Even Marshall, they don't ask, and I scream about it always. So what happens? Moshe Rabbeinu, the Oy of Yisrael, he can't get to himself. He goes out and sees Mishtatav B'tzayin Shal Yisrael physically. Comes the Eibishter to him and tells him, Moshe, please take out Klal Yisrael for you. Be the Shliach to take out Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim. What's happening over there? Paro is taking babies, Yiddish Kinderlech, and he's cutting them up and he's bathing themselves in his blood, in their blood. And he's building buildings and using the children as bricks. Moshe Rabbeinu is busy. I can't go. If he gives an excuse, I'll also for Simon. Moshe Rabbeinu, what was Moshe Rabbeinu's main concern over here? I might be stepping on my brother's toes now. When Moshe Feinstein spoke, let me give you another Maaseh Rav. This I always speak when I speak. He was once, I have to teach you things because there's nobody to say all of how Amalekite people used to have their cheretz. Their cheretz is in their air today. Like, I must tell it to you. And I hear from a chanchan of this. One time Rav Moshe couldn't speak Shalashudas. There was no big oil in the MTJ. He asked somebody to speak and the speaker spoke in English. And Rav Moshe sat at the edge of his chair listening to every word, shaking his head. I asked him after, Drosh Hashivat Vashtanen Ein Wort? Not one word. So I said, what do you listen for? What do you... And somebody speaks and you don't look him straight in the face. Bist nicht kein Mensch. Bist ein Chairo. That's what Rav Moshe gesagt. Meister Rav. Now how many times does a speaker come? I don't mean me. Me, you could go to sleep on. I'm just teaching you. You'll never hear this from anybody. And you look the guy straight in the face. Some guy's looking at Gemara. I said, well, was fest am Asmet Demels. Wie ist der Bein Adam le Chaveroi? No. So what happens with Moshe Rabbeinu? How could I do it? I'm going to step on my brother's Aaron's toes. Aaron, go learn Musa. Killing babies. Moshe Rabbeinu. I can't. My brother's the Navi since 3 years of age. And I'm going to step on his toes. I can't do it. Zogt him, the Eibishter Aaron is going to be happy. So you can ask me a simple question, so why is the Charoi Naaf? The Charoi Naaf was that Moshe was choyshe that Aaron wouldn't be happy. But Moshe had to do what he had to do. Tayyam Maaseh Rav. But Moshe Feinstein couldn't go, at the end of his life, couldn't leave his house Friday night. He used to daven in a different building. There's three buildings. There was somebody who had a minion there. So he asked the Rosh Hashiva, let's make a minion in your house for you. So he says, what happens if one of the people who daven by the Rebbe is going to come to me and the Rebbe will have Chalishas Hadas? Remember the Rosh Hashiva, Paskin, he should daven be Yechidus the rest of his life Friday night. Who thinks like that today? Free for all. There's no free for all. There's me this Torah, character. And that's what we're missing today. Chesed is the law. But to think about Yana, how would Yana feel when I'm in his shoes? To be mishtatav b'tzayin shel Yisroel. To be memayet m'yegashmiyis. When Klal Yisroel is going through shveret kufis before Yemois HaMashiach. That's very shvach. I was once rebellious way, the Philadelphia Rosh Yeshiva once said, he came to Reb Moshe's house, and Reb Moshe was walking from his bedroom to his living room. And Reb Moshe was walking very shvach, like, so Reb Elie asked him, for what's gate the Rosh Yeshiva? I said, Tzoris HaKlal are weighing down me. Gotta think about Yanam's feelings. Open up a grocery store. You stop in the grocery store for 25 years. Somebody opens up right across the street. You throw that guy in the garbage can without asking a shayla. How would you feel? That's missing today. Big zachta bein odom lechaveroi. Betracht neshvegen atzimeiten. We think too much about ourselves. And thus take this. So the first thing is, my sedav, when a guest comes in, Shalom Aleichem. What's his ayah nomen? Don't ask him what he does for a living. That's not your business. But Shalom Aleichem. And when somebody speaks, make believe you're interested. When somebody comes over to you, a friend, and he speaks to you, and while he's speaking to you, looking who's clicking in on the cell phone, lack of darachers. The cell phones took away the little midas toivus that anybody had. I sit in the base hydro. People come in with childless, and while they're talking to me, I'm giving them the answer. They're looking at the cell phone. The cell phone's the little bit menschlichkeit that we had. And you want to tell you about texting? I'm not going to even waste my breath about what I hold about texting. It took away the whole. You see a face, a Yiddish face. You used to speak to somebody. You used to show them your feelings, your hearts. So you invite somebody to a bris with a text. And I'm talking to nobody because nobody agrees with me. I'm a schlockner, but I'm going to hold fast by the old derech. You talk to somebody, you call them up. How are you? What's doing? How do you feel? It's a pleasure to hear your voice. It's a pleasure to see you. What does the Gemara say? A smile on a Jewish face is worth more than giving somebody a cup of coffee. Why can't you, when you see somebody, why can't you smile? Does it cost money to smile? You don't even have to mean it. What do you think Rabbi Miller said this mirror is for? What do they wish to create mirrors for? Not to comb your hair. He should practice your smile. How much you should pick up your cheekbone to give Yana the full face. Have a Kabbalist color on them. Some Mishnah. Everybody's learning the daf. Learn the Mishnah. A Kabbalist color on them. Beseva ponim yofes. Beseva means with spara. Show them that you care. Not while you're talking. You're looking at your belt. Who's calling you? Ponim. Give me your face. And Yafis, give him a mission. I have a Kabbalist call on him to save upon him Yafis. And who does it today? While you're talking, you could be texting. By Levi is this texting, by Chasen is this texting, wherever you go, but text. One tell you something. The world will go on if you don't have your cell phone with, I promise you. The world goes on. You don't have to be connected to it. You have to have some time to think. Where am I holding in my Amuna? Did I grow? How many months did you live this year? Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Peiros, 4 months. How many times did you thank Hashem you didn't break a bone? Said verbally, you thanked Hashem you didn't fall on the ice? You thanked Hashem? Really? Obviously. You said the words out of your mouth. I thank you, Hashem, that I didn't fall on the ice? Now, even if you fell on the ice and you didn't do so much damage, but you broke your hand and your wife has to get you dressed every morning, how would you feel? You want to go to the Beis HaKisa, you can't pull up your pants. You have to have an aide to pull up your pants. You're only 36 years old. And you can't verbalize this to Hashem. You can't get a real feeling of Hashem. Once you get a feeling of Hashem in your life, automatically your Bein Odom L'Chaveira becomes a different Bein Odom L'Chaveira. You have to stop thinking about yourself. You have to think about what your relationship with Hashem is. These 4 months since Yom Kippur, since Rosh Hashanah, how much did I become closer to Hashem? Learning became today, you should excuse me, and everybody's masking to me. Learning became a subject today. Torah is supposed to change how you live your life, how you think. And today they made Torah into a course, like you gotta do the quota, and boom, boom, boom. Does Torah change your mahus? that when you see something with something that upsets the Eibishter, does it get you upset? Oh yeah, Hashem, who does the Eibishter love? Sinura, the ones who hate evil. The country's going down the tubes. They're passing laws all over. Does it bother you? Oh yeah, Hashem, you say it Friday night, Sinura, you krech at night before you go to sleep. Say, Eibishter, I wish I could do something, but I'm not in the power to do it. Eibishter's listening. He's listening. And if you're learning for 4 months, and you learn 5 masechtas, and you see you're not changing, you got to go to the Rav, or to the Mashgiach, or to the Rosh Hashiva, or to the mother, whoever you have who can change, and say, what am I doing wrong? It's like taking chemotherapy and it doesn't work, you switch. Torah has to change you. Has to make you think like a Torah Jew thinks. Is this Ois Gehalten Al Pi Torah, not Ois Gehalten Al Pi Torah? And that we're missing today very strongly. All over that learning tacket. But you have to beg Hashem. Let me ask you something. But if Einu Hashem, we say, what do we say? If Einu Hashem, v'nei rofei. Of cancer, Rachman al Islam, heart attack. It comes to Torah, Avinu, Overachim, and Hamerachim, Rachim Aleinu, the same, Belibainu, Binu, Lahob, and ask, well, what's the trouble today? If you don't ask, well, Masifta, what's the problem? What are we asking Hashem so much help for? For gesund, you should cry out to Hashem. I want to be gesund. I don't want to be in the hospital or get Lou Gehrig's disease, Rachman al Islam, or MS. Phew, you know what MS means? There's a young lady who got MS recently. Can't breathe, she tells me. And for that, we say the Fe'inu Hashem v'nei rofei. Comes to Torah, you get wild. Avinu, Om, Haracham, and Hamaracham. What do you mean? I just learned the blood. I learned to know it. No problem. You ask the Eibishter that the Torah, what the effect the Torah should have on you, should make an effect on you. It should change your way of thinking. And for that you have to cry your eyes out, and that's what we say every Friday night, and davening and Shabbos, v'tahel yibeinu lo'ov d'cho be'emes. What happens if you come to the next world, and the Eibishter shows you lived your whole life not the proper way? What are you going to do, Damol? It's too late. I didn't listen. Could have heard Musa, could have done this. Musa is the most important limit today. If you have time for Gemara, shouldn't be any shir where there's no limit on Musa for 5 minutes at the end of the shir. Kachani noig bebeis hamedrash ali. Peter Shamilis, you're not a daven? Absolutely not. That's why davening has, I know, a marshal on Kippur who ordered it, comes to Chazor Shashat, everybody's running to the bathroom. I asked them, if the Jets are playing, why nobody has to go to the bathroom box? What's the pshat? Everybody gets ADD by davening? The Teretz says you don't enjoy davening. Rabbi Miller never went to the bathroom to daven. I davened by Rabbi Moshe for many years. He never had to go to the bathroom. I'll go into the Heinten Beis Akisa Mitten Daven. So I was wondering why. What's the pshat? So I did some research. I'm very close with my Baal Dasa. It's boring. It's boring. When you're in a tour in Prague, you don't have to go to the bathroom. It comes from daven some Eibishter. Because we don't even know what davening means. And I don't blame myself for not knowing how to daven. Nobody taught me Pirish Hamilis when I was a young child. And nobody taught me when I was a younger man. And that's why I decided that by every sheer month, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we learned Praise My Soul from Rabbi Miller. And people told me that davening took a whole different type of davening. And the Eibishter is going to ask you, you daven to me. What do you mean? What do you say? So I try to bring this up by certain groups. Yeah, davening is for children. Davening is the most geschmackste Sache. It's a kesher between you and the Eibishter. Rabbi Miller Zichrono Livracha told me that after davening he doesn't have to eat. He's so intoxicated with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And by me, davening is a pain in the neck. Davening. Show me, when you say, show me Rama Yisrael Ad tonight, I want to ask you a simple question. One simple question. Did you thank Hashem that no hooligan came into this medish with a gun and start shooting? What does it take for a meshugan to come and start shooting? We're living in Golas today, you know, we're living in Golas. We're forgetting we're in Golas. 2,000 years, there were crusades. So the Eibishter does this a chesed, gives you a beautiful neighborhood, the Razach Choshev Erov, a Tzadik Yisad Oilem, a Goyen, and Wellesley Hills, whatever this neighborhood's called. And you're forgetting that was in Golas. So what does it take for a Shvarsa to come in, when a part of the counter who cleans in your house, boom, 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 boom. Chas v'shalom. So the Eibishter asked, a little decency when you say, Shem Rama Yisrael, Abyssal Kavama, I'm watching you. No, too much. So the Eibishter is going to come, Lachamev, Esam Shana. He's going to say, no, how many times did you thank me for that? Never did, I never heard. Nobody told me. You don't have to be such a bright chacham to figure out the bracha for shmarz tzeinu vayenu l'chaim l'sholem ha'atav v'dayim baruch ha'atav ha'asher v'shoyim mirah v'yisrael ad you're watching me, you're protecting me, you go in the car, he's protecting you. Slippery outside. You drove today, you drove yesterday. Put your life in your hands. My Rebbe, Rebbe Avigdor, always sat in the back of the car. Whenever he left, a little bit when he left Flatbush, and we once asked him, we used to pick him up to go somewhere, to Asimcha, in the back, in the back. Why in the back? Sit in the front, Rebbe. In the front, you use up more schusim. Because if you're in a car accident, usually the back passengers get less hurt than the front. And I don't have so many schusim to use up. Here's a man that never went away. Gave 40 shurim a week, like Pasek Puma Megirsa, never spoke Lashon Hara for 66 years of his marriage, never was interested in COVID and propaganda, and he's worried about Schusim. And we have a four-wheel drive, Eibishter. Now that they have airbags, that people are even more less than relying on Hashem. Okay? You feel comfortable, you have a cell phone, you can call phone, you have a soul. So Eibishter says, come out of the picture. We've got to squeeze them in somewhere in the schedule. And before you sit down to learn, do you think, why am I learning? What am I coming to learn for? For what? Think. No. This is where we're holding today. Actually, you say this. What the simple woman had in Europe is missing today. And I want to tell you something. Listen to what I'm telling you. Ani akot na poet. I'm all I'm telling you without Pirush HaMilis, you're not going to get off the ground in the next world. And I'm not going to say it about a Levi if you do Pirush HaMilis or not. I can't get up by a Levi and say, oh, I'm a Spalom, no Pirush HaMilis. Don't laugh at me. But when you get to the next world after 120, Davis is going to say, what is with Pirush HaMilis? What's the Oish HaShalom? Who's he making peace with? Who's fighting there? Yoish HaShalom. And Aisha Shalom is making peace. Who's the machlokes between? Between who and who? Well, Eibishter, I'll get back to you in the next life. Am I nuts? Yeah. Moshaila. But what are you going to answer to Eibishter? Tell me about it. There's a bin title. Here's the Bezer Shalmaila, sitting Ants Dimension. The friends don't help there. Cell phones don't help. Nobody can stick up for you. Only you yourself. So Eibishter asks you, what did it mean? I'll get back to you, Eibishter. No, it's not going to help you to Omid Gemara. It's not going to help you that. Get him out of heaven. I don't understand. When am I going wrong? Tell me. Argue with me. I'm not scared. We'll have it out. It's not for the praise of myself from Rabbi Miller. I owe my life 100 times over. He taught me what it means a little bit davening. I want to tell you something. You say these words. I give you a mussel from a Balas Tshuva. If this doesn't story doesn't make you shake and tremble, then you meet me privately. I'll have to diagnose you. I don't charge, but you have to come to Lakewood. I don't do it over the phone. You have to see the person's face. Selam Alekim, keep it Selam Alekim, Osasa Odom. My Rebbe was zeichet to see Selam Alekim in his old person. If it says in the Chumash, it's a pasuk. You can't argue with Chumash. Nobody argues with Chumash. Gemara is a machlokes amaroyim, tanoyim. Keep it Selam Alekim, Osasa Odom. You see Selam Alekim by me, you zeichet don't see it. But I'm supposed to see it by you. Well, how do I see it? What does it mean, Selam Alekim? The Rebbe is asking you, Madin Abadol Danayra. Keep it Selam Alekim, Esther. Go attack your rabbis. What does it mean? So you say that, you say this. If a person sees Selam Alekim, then he behaves differently to a person. My Rebbe was Zeicha. He said he was Zeicha to see Selam Alekim in a Jewish face. So let's get back to the story. There was a lady in Eretz, there was a couple in Eretz Yisrael. This article I read, Rosh Hashanah by night, Tovshin Ayin Gimel, to show us what a munah means, what you desire. You have to have a tshuka that you should be on the madrega like the old closing berger ever. That you can seal your heat at Halberstam. Now I'm not a closing berger, but I talk about him every few weeks in shul. My shul will be story time. We always say stories. Because you see stories, you see what Klal Yisrael is all about, and then you never get depressed. Because if you know who you belong to, then how could you get depressed? Oh, I belong to the same nation where the Klosenberger Rebbe belonged to. Now, how do I know this? Reb Moshe Feinstein, right there, Reb Moshe. How is it Mechazik Reb Moshe Tzebroch and the Lady Amol? You know what he said? Ihr dient demselben Mädchen, was Meister Rabbeinu hat gedient. I'm connected with Reb Moshe. Have you ever thought like that in your life yet? Answer me, look me straight in my eyeballs. You belong to the same nation with the Klosenberger Rebbe who lost 11 children in the war. 11 children, his whole family. And his 10th, his 11th child, the oldest one that I believe will live through the war. And as the Rebbe was going to visit him, after the Muhammad, he died from typhus. And the Rebbe made a bar of dynamics with such intensity, with such a love, that people who threw away Yiddishkeit became Balei Amuna. Do I have that Amuna? You should never know from tragedies. But the Sefer Yoshua at Rabbeinu Tam says a person has to prepare for tragedies because they always come when you're not ready. Here's a man, 36, cancer in the pancreas. Too late now, he tells me. I wish I would have listened to Chayvus HaMalmas. I wish. Now he says, no, I can't listen. No, I can't give a chayitza. If the prepare is up, the Rabbeinu Tam is brought down in Tosha, says you got to prepare for tragedies. You never know when it hits you. It could be the car accident, your wife could be in a car accident, your whole life turns upside down. What are you going to do, Damuls? You have to bechazik in a munik a seder. And if the Panavision Rosh Hashiva would come to Lakewood, Rav Shach, Rav Shekol B'nai Agoyla, he said, hey, Dovere Ikri, I read you what he wrote in the Ksaviat Kotshe from the Rosh Hashiva. Hadovere HaYesoid V'HaIkri. What's the most important thing in the world to do? How many people I got stuck on this question? L'schazik v'yamuna sheyesh beinei yael. Hey, come on. Shame of you, Rav Shach. Mom, finished already. Rambam. Tell me chazik, because if you're not machazik every single day in amuna, the beinei yael, then taka the Torah doesn't change you. You got to start the other way around. And we don't have those yesoides. We're missing the aleph and the beit. We have the gimel. And I want to tell you a strange statement, which I'm going to get my head handed for, but I'm leaving anyway, and I'm not coming back again. Because I don't come to Munchies, I only came to Achasna tonight. So they have a countdown every time for the Siyum HaShas, 1,200 days. Why don't we have a countdown for Rosh Hashanah? Why don't we have a countdown how many days we lived this previous year? Let's get active with Hashem. Let's start thanking Hashem. Let's get Hashem in our lives. Countdown for Siyum HaShas. Countdown. How much you live this year? How old are you? 32? How many years and days did you live? How many hours did you live? How many minutes did you breathe? Countdown. I want to put it in the paper. They don't want to take it from me. I want to make my own paper. Chanshka Geld. Nobody wants to advertise in my newspaper. My newspaper is only about the greatness of Hashem. How many babies were born in Monsi this past 6 months? Does anybody know? Does anybody know how many babies were born in Monsi? Why should I? But you might feel good about the greatness of Hashem. So we don't know that. We only know the tragedies. But Baruch Hashem, the roof didn't fall in. And you and your wife and your children and grandchildren didn't break their feet. That I don't hear about. I would have that on the headlines. News. So I spoke to the editor of the newspapers. That's not going to sell. That's what we're holding today. Not going to sell. What's going to sell? That Yana got killed. Who's going to steer on the becoming about Tshuva after that? The only way you can do tshuva is when you start being makat toifas. Now, let's go back to this lady. So this lady, Mrs. Hyman, lives in Kerabalos tshuva. She has one daughter. One daughter. She gets married to somebody, Mr. Greenbaum. And she gets killed. She's pregnant. The lady has one child, and this daughter got married late, and she's pregnant. And she's in that pizza shop, and that's just so where the bomb goes off, and she loses her life. Her mother's left with nothing now. No enoch, no children, nothing. And then they leave out the mastermind of the terrorist attacks. And somebody went to interview this Mrs. Greenbaum and she said, now she made Aliyah. This, the how do you deal with it? She says, when I was conservative, listen to this. If this doesn't send a shudder up your body, then I have to check your yichus, your lineage. And I said this story over many times and people started to cry what it means to... Ooh, jealous, that I'm jealous of. She says, you never know from it. She says, a bunch of only with good. So she said, well, how are you mechazik yourself? How do you deal with it? You don't have no anecdote. It's over. He said, when I was brought up, I was brought up in a conservative shul, and the chazan there sang two psukim which I loved, and I studied them a whole lot, and I felt like such a fool because I say this pasuk every Friday night, and I pinched myself so hard that I had to go to that solo. What's the pasuk? $500 cash. Whoever offered you a nickel? $500 cash if you can get that pasuk. You say it every Friday night, and I need a balas tshuva from a conservative shul to get chizik for that. And that Eibus is going to ask you, what's the pasuk? $500, time's up. L'hagid ki yosher Hashem tzuri v'loy avlosa boy. The Eibus that does no avlas, so if he took away my only daughter, it's not an avla. I say that pasuk every Friday night. Why didn't it make an oishim of me? What's going on with you, Kong? You dabbling? Or are you looking at the Pasha sheet and learning? Like everybody does. It comes to dabbling, they're learning. It comes time to learning, they're not home. Dabbling is dabbling. The only tennis is nobody taught you how to dabbling. I don't blame them. I don't blame myself. I don't know if schmuck and dabbling. My Rebbe Vigda used to say in a half hour, Shabbos morning, in 25 minutes, Baruch Sha'oma, Asher and Nishmas. And he said I was rushed already. Nishmas. What's the other pasuk? Saying every night. For this you get $1,000. But time's up already, because I might have to give you the $1,000. This is what a lady who was brought up in a conservative shul was mechazik herself when her only daughter child, no ma'enikuch. That's it, it's over. No descendants. So what do you say that every Friday night? Every night. Should I get violent? Chavis Abba says the older Rabbanim used to patch. Today it's a whole shayla. If you're allowed to hit, you're not allowed to hit. In the olden times, the rabbanim used to patch. And if you have a rov, when you come late, gives you a nip on the thing. I have people in my shul come over, and they come late, I pinch them. They should know not to come late. How could you come late? How do you come late to daven? I don't understand this whole business of coming late. If you're nice, you're nice. But every Shabbos, the same line is. The Eibush is waiting for you. Eibush, I'm coming when I'm ready. If you miss a Chaim Kanievsky, and you're going to get a photo with him. Tragedy. And the Eivishter, you come late, he's waiting. Man, it says, you come early, he takes tack and egg, whatever it says. That's gula I don't need. I got to bake challah for 40 days. The guy asked me, recently, I'm sick. Give me a gula. I said, come on, time to daven. Oh, that's too hard. I want something real, he tells me. So the Rav comes, yeah, pick up, I give him a pinch. So he knows, he did an avla. No, I don't love, it's not a real pinch. But it makes a thing. By me and Shul, Baruch Hashem, by 8:30, 8:35, it's basically full. If not, you get a look. And I don't want that you get up. I want them to send me a cheesecake for that. I did them a favor. Because the answer to Abishtam, why are you late? I'll come for you, people. You get, that's your job. What's the other thing what you say every night? Come on, wake up, boys. The Eibishter doesn't destroy. So I lost my only child, but the Eibishter doesn't destroy. There must be chesbonus over here. I say that every night, six nights a week. And I'm an older man already. Give me a cook. And the Eibishter says, you said, what did you have in mind? Nothing. Learning, looking in a safe for now. Art scroll, the sifter. Ah, come on. I'm a real man. And this is just the beginning. I give you a bracha me'umke d'riba. The Torah should change you. That's the biggest bracha you can get. You're learning. You're such tzaddikim. You come out every night. But everybody's going to pussyfoot around you and give you a beautiful... You're tzaddikim. You're taka tzaddikim. Kedoshim v'torahim. Whatever you want, you are. I forgive you everything. I just know one day there's the Eibush, there's month of Ayedah, Shrik, and Prit. And you gotta start working on that. The Torah should affect you. And if you see it, you're already holding Shavat. And since Yom Kippur didn't change you, then go to a doctor. Why is it worse than a health checkup? Health checkup, because colonoscopy you gotta take, just in case you have colon cancer, Rahman al Stone. And you're Ruchnis, you don't have to have a chart. Huh? What's the answer? You're going to get a bit over on yourself. You got to go to... And what's a friend? I once told a Moshe asked me, we had an Isaac. I had an Isaac with somebody. How many friends do you have? I told him, a few. Canaanist. I said, Canaanist? You make a chasni of 500 people. He said, those are acquaintances. What's a friend? that when you come late to daven, he doesn't sleep at night because he feels bad that you're losing out some olam haba. You have such a friend? I just saved you a lot of money. A chassid could be with 8 people. But that's why it says, Loshin Yochet, Kenei Lecha Chover. Ay, 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 now you should pay somebody when he sees you're arrogant. Now, when you're a Rav, Yigbach Hashem, get all the comments. Machai. A lot of people told me comments, and I thought I'd change if it was right. Said, if not, I told them, listen, I never argue back. Isn't that right? Say, Jesurim. I want to tell you a good Zach. You'll never hear this from nobody. And this is what I leave you with. Amol, like a guy like me comes, and you hate the drosha. You want to bang my head in the head. Get down there, you told me I don't daven. Shush up already. It's your menschlichkeit. You come to a fremde shul, and you do such a job. Let me give you a yesod what to do, because this could happen a lot of times in your life. Everybody needs yesurim. If you don't have yesurim, lematzina yedainu raglein. When you work on your character, that's yesurim. If you don't have yesurim, you have to ask the Eibishter. You're 65 years old and you didn't have a tragedy in your life yet. What's going on, Eibishter? Am I using up all my mitzvahs? But if you work on your character, so that's yesurim. Let me give you a little joke over here, but this is a true yesurim. Let's say you have a speaker like me. You want to eat me up alive already. Use me as yesurim. Say, Eibishter, I'm listening to him even though he's getting me angry. And you got a bal tefila what gets up to the Amid, and then gargles the chais. This guy's looking up. Goes over to the God. What do you send this guy up for? That doesn't happen in every shul. Tippish. The Eibishter wanted to give you some leichter yesurim. Use it as yesurim. You have so much to think by davening. Nobody in this room thanked Hashem today for hearing. Answer me to my face now. Did anybody in this room say thank you for hearing today? Absolutely not. Did you? No. Did I? No. Did you? No. Imagine you have to go with a hearing aid. What's the time? Pain in the neck. So you should ask everybody, why is there no bracha on it? It didn't even enter your mind to hear in such a kasha. So the Eibishter says, you know, you never thanked me for hearing. So all the blatant gemara you used, I used for that. It's payback. You got it? There's nothing. The Alter from Kalim says there's nothing free in this world. So start, get yourself a notebook, like I said last time. How many years ago was I here? A long time ago. So get yourself a Zara notebook. Don't put it on an iPhone and it's not as your phone. Write down every day, thank you Hashem. And then take it out when you have nothing to do by a chasana and chazar over the book. And you'll see you'll become a changed man. Your whole outlook that. Then you'll want to learn Torah because it's Torah. Now I could speak for hours and you guys all want to go home and I want to go home. The Eibishter should banish you. Become people. But the Torah should change the way you think. What's right is right. I remember when the internet came out 20 something years ago when it came and flooded. So Rabbi Miller, my Rabbi Muvik, said a statement. And everybody made fun of him because he was a real man. He had a real das toyer, like Rabbi Moshe said, "That ain't the das toyer gemeira b'vigdah." Didn't take money from nobody. So he said, "Whoever has internet in the house in those days won't ever get out of Gehenim." What happened? Now the sifas all over. What should we do with the internet? It's a problem. Well, we would have listened to him 20 years ago. We would have solved the whole, but we never let the problem to get in. Now we've got to look for answers. Such a shredded door. Without Yiddish Shemaim, Rabbi said, listen to what I'm telling you. Without Yiddish Shemaim, you'll have nothing. It's learning the art school, Gemara, and the Sifter, Lublin, ain't going to change you. Yiddish Shemaim is going to change you. You got to learn Musa. You gotta see what you could be. And then you start reading about Rabbi Yashiv Zechroin Levrocha. Mosi Yagia Maisel, Maisel Beyashiv. A man was 100 years old, got up 2 o'clock. You have a dream for that? That you should get up 2 o'clock? You have a shifa like that? You should have a shifa. I have a shifa. I don't do it, but. And one last thing, when you do a sin, let's say you have to go do a sin. You have to go away, vacation, without a heter. You have to have a heter. That's my opinion. You don't have to listen to me, nothing. I'm going home. You don't have to see me again. When you do an aveira and you give a krechts, I wish I wouldn't have to do this. The Gehenna is a million miles different than the one of didn't give Gehenna. I gave you a night for time. For this alone, you have to send me a chocolate cake now. For 37th Street, Lakewood, New Jersey. But it has to be whole wheat with diet. I just gave you an eitzah that could save you millions of miles of Gehenna. You're never going to hear this again. Who says this? The Ephraim say this. When you have to do an Aveda, you want a battle. You want a battle. You don't have the Derech Eretz. You don't have the Derech Eretz. Oh, he comes in to speak. You walk out in front of his face. Oh, back of the, you got to hide. You don't walk out when a guy comes in. Back of the Derech Eretz. No question about it. We're so not used to Derech Eretz today. And I speak to Mechanchen, who in Shul, they say the last 20 years the Derech Eretz from the children went down so much because there's no Derech Eretz Kamat Bechlal today. The Eretz should bench you all. You should recall some of it, but if you could take my Eitzah, you'll never know how to be Makatev with me if you learn how to daven. Listen to what I'm telling you. The people who listen to me say they're different people. You'll enjoy davening. You're doing it anyway. You might as well enjoy it. No? If you're doing it, you might as well make the best out of it. Try that. 5 minutes a day. Take a chavrusa. You're learning Baba Kama, let's say tonight. Tomorrow, go praise my soul from Ramay Rebbe. I don't make a nickel from the books. It's not a business deal. It'll open up your eyes what it means davening, and you'll become such an oivet Hashem, you won't know how to thank me. The Eibush to bless you all with arichas yom v'shonim. And if you didn't like what I said, disregard the whole drasha, and don't be angry with me, because whatever I said was yoitz midvarim, and I meant it for your talis. And if it doesn't apply to you, and you think I stepped on somebody's toes, I didn't come here to get anybody angry. I came here to teach you something. So if you get angry, please be me Michael. Shalom Abracha.
Close them.